Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Tonight's video is about a park ranger's personal encounter going off of a lead from the park ranger station near Goblin's Gate in Olympic National Park in the state of Washington. And what he sees terrifies him into an early retirement. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up, and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. Dear Campfire Tales, I hope you enjoy the story that I emailed you, and I hope that you read it to your fans, as this story is real, that happened to me 3 years ago at the Olympic National Park in Washington State. I was a park ranger at the time. Previously to this encounter that I had while I was on duty, I had been there for 4 years prior to this event. I no longer work there, but I still want to keep everything as confidential as possible. For privacy reasons, we will just say that my name is John. John Doe. Cliché, I know, but that seems to be the best method in concealing my identity. I am a 32-year-old male, now, but at the time I was at the age of 29. I was working a shift one evening. That particular day was a Thursday evening. The date I am unsure of, because so much time has passed, I just remember the year and the day. That's it. Some things are blank to me, and some things feel as if it happened yesterday. Maybe it's just the way that my mind works, but some things are foggy and some things are very clear to me. I had received a call from the park ranger station to investigate some people on the Pacific Northwest Trail near Haggerty Creek, as there was a lot of noise and loud sounds of banging noises, which could only mean one thing: fireworks. Now, this was something that was not allowed on the national park, and I happened to be freed up at the moment and also the closest in the area. Once I arrived at the edge of the trail, I parked my vehicle, grabbed my flashlight, as it was already past 8 p.m. in the evening. I radioed in to let them know of my whereabouts, and I continued on foot from there. I would say it was probably a good 15, maybe 20 minutes before I actually started hearing the noises myself. I wasn't hearing the fireworks sounds that were reported to the park ranger station, though. I was hearing screaming noises. People's voices screaming in agony and pure pain. And it sounded like multiple voices all screaming at once. I did radio that in when I heard it. They told me to slowly investigate if possible without getting in any type of danger, and that they would send out some rangers to assist. So I did. I continued to follow in the direction of the noise, which did end up leaving the trail itself into the brush towards the creek itself. Along my walk, I started getting this weird feeling in the back of my mind, like something was terribly wrong. This was not a prank. This was the real deal. This was really happening. It is unfortunate that it happened at all, but it sucks even more knowing that I was alone and it was night. Along the walk, I found ripped up clothing hanging from brush while I was following the noises that were echoing in front of me in the distance. There was a ripped up sweater, and then I came across a ripped up shirt, and eventually came across a single boot, a hiking boot. From the looks of it, it looked to be a female's boot. I continued on, following the direction of the sounds. By this point, the noises had died off and I could barely hear anything, but I knew the direction where I heard it from earlier, so I knew I was going the right way still. I continued my search cautiously, aware of my surroundings, and to not spook whatever it was that was causing this event, but still trying to get to the bottom of it. When I came within 40 feet of the creek itself, I was right next to the area better known as the Goblin's Gate, an area which powerful currents in the Elwha River range through jagged rocks outcrops that plunge into the mouth of the Rika Canyon in the northern section of Olympic National Park. In that section is where the whole stretch resembled the throat of the monster, per se, and that's where the name Goblin Gates came from originally. Looking across the creek, on the other side of the bank, is when I saw it. There was this huge, dark silhouette standing bipedal on its back two legs, just staring back at me. At first, I thought it was a human being. Maybe it was one of the people that I heard the voices screaming from earlier. But it just stood there, not moving, not making a sound. I was clearly in its view, as well as he was in my view. It was almost like a Western stare down without the guns.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
As my eyes focused more into the darkness at this silhouette before me, I noticed it couldn't have been a man. This thing was at least 7, maybe 8 feet tall, judging based off its appearance. And I just stood there in total shock. I didn't radio anything. Hell, I didn't even grab my gun on my holster. I was completely frozen, terrified, not knowing what the hell I was looking at first. Then, maybe moments later, seconds, this thing crouches down behind a brush that was in front of him and stands back up and throws something at me. I was in total shock. I didn't even try to avoid whatever it was that he threw. Luckily for me, it didn't have the best aim, but this large rock boulder hit several feet away from me onto the dirt floor beside me, which did knock me out of my gaze. Whatever this thing was had thrown a boulder at me, which I was already terrified beforehand, but if that didn't do it, I don't know what would. I started backing away slowly, still staring at this creature. Dazed and confused, if you will. I shone my flashlight in its direction, but the flashlight was of little use, as he was too far away from the beam to do anything for me. I screamed at this creature, "Who are you and why did you throw something at me?" with my hand on my gun, ready to draw if this thing was to get closer. but it didn't do anything but stand there and stare back at me. It almost felt like a territorial thing, where I was getting too close to whatever this creature was. It dawned on me right then and there that what I am encountering at that very moment was indeed a real-life Bigfoot. Sasquatch, if you will. Bigfoot has been a common myth all over the United States. But I have yet to ever see one for myself. I never believed it. I was a skeptic. I was a skeptic. This creature never did proceed towards me. I slowly backed away, back onto the trail, and eventually radioed in what had happened, and I waited for backup on the trail. I did not walk back to my truck. I did not proceed further trying to interrogate this thing that was across the creek. I was terrified, but also, I was not stupid. I have no clue if my bullets would have done anything to this thing that was across the creek. And without having backup, I was not willing to take that chance. I'm not going to lie to you and say the weather was this way and the night sky looked that way because I was not concerned about the weather. I was concerned about my safety and surviving from whatever this was across the water. 15 minutes, I'm guessing, went by before backup finally arrived. I pointed and told them the direction where I had just came from near the edge of the Goblin Gates. And all three of us proceeded with caution and walked in that direction. When we had gotten back towards the edge of the water where the Goblin Gates are, the creature was gone. There was not a trace of it to be seen anywhere. Backup had also told me that they had found the same things in the dirt and on the brush as I had found previously on my way towards the Goblin Gates. The sweater, the shirt, and also the shoe that was lying in the dirt. There was a temporary investigation then and there, but there was only so much that we could do during the night. And since there was only three of us, we did the best that we could looking for any other survivors that might be in the area still. We came up shorthanded. We never did find anyone. No animals, no people. We never found any more clothing or shoes. It was almost as if it had never happened. My colleagues believed me, though. Surprisingly, I thought they were going to think that I was pulling a prank on them. But I am not one to pull pranks. Once we got back to the ranger station, I filled out the report, and that was about it. The following morning, we did more of a thorough search on the other side of the creek, and we did come across some footprints in the dirt, but that was that. We never found anything or anyone. 6 months after that, I relieved myself from that position and moved back to the city. It was not something that I had ever planned to do, but I figured it was in my best interest to leave the forestry and just get a normal day job, somewhere where I could be more safe in my own environment. There have been reports of other Bigfoot sightings before and after this event, but this one particular event is mine and mine alone. I hope you enjoyed this story, and if you live in Washington State, please be careful if you go venturing off in Olympic National Park in Washington.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.